show on our own here. Well,
Love Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on, it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you broke your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, in the scope of the universe, in the scope of this universe, how is that, what how does that even matter?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, October the 8th, 2016. Glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show. He's capable, he's funny. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
Let's get some business out of the way. If you hear me cough a little bit or sound a little nasally, I am got a little cold. I've had it for the last week, out of congestion. So forgive me for my raspy, I'll just call that my raspy voice. Anyway, let's get some business out. You can listen on the phone, 619-393-6728. You can hit the one button that gets you on the show. We're also in the chat room. At the blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. Before we get going, I just want to say I hope everybody, we're safe down here in Southwest Florida, but for all the millions of people that were affected by Hurricane Matthew, we hope, everybody is safe, get the power back on, get the storm out of here. But here in Southwest Florida, we thank everybody for the concern, but Not nothing, from Hurricane Matthew. Okay, brother, new week. How you doing?
All right. Now, just want to let you know that our condolences go out, of course, as you said, to the Hurricane Matthews. I mean, first of all, 800 people died in Haiti. I mean,
I want to talk about that in a second. I want to talk about that in a second. Get him.
Okay. And we, of course, yep. We did have some deaths here in the United States from this storm. But I'm with you. Hopefully, the rest of everybody stay safe and take cover until this thing is gone.
Okay, brother. So, I told me there's no obituaries. No obituaries.
Not this week. No.
Good. Well, that's a good. It's a good thing. Yeah, Gigi will have to carry the show. But just before we get going here, I guess a big hot topic, and I really wasn't going to get involved because I don't feel up to it. But this Donald Trump thing where they leak a statement. He was on a conversation before going on the soap opera where he made some, you know, derogatory comments. I don't even excuse those comments. He made some comments, but I find this so ridiculous that we're going against Hillary Clinton, and they're going to take the moral high ground about what a man said 11 years ago in private. I don't have enough time. I mean, we have other topics to go through. But, brother, you understand who she's married to? She's married to Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton is married to Bill Clinton. And I could go through all the list of these women, brother. Like, before he was president, she says he should never be president, Donald Trump, based on that comment she's made. We could go on and on, brother, from 1969 when he was at Oxford. And they made him leave because he allegedly raped Ellen Wellstone. Then he has a relationship with Jennifer Flowers. Then he sexually assaults Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones, Dolly Kyle, Wannabe Broadwick. This is all before he even got in the White House with the cigar with Monica Lewinsky. Okay, and she's going to take the high road. And not only this, brother, those women, she demonized them. She threatened them. She called them bimbos. She called them gutter trash. Okay? And then, I don't know if you know this, brother. I was going to put this on the tape. I was going to put this on the audio. You know that she defended a rapist? Do you know this? That she defended a rapist. This guy raped a 12-year-old girl. Okay? 12-year-old girl he raped. Hillary Clinton knows this guy is innocent. Says it on tape. If you want to listen to it, Google it. I should have put it on there where she laughs about this. She laughs that he's guilty and that she got this guy off. Okay? And he served less than 1 year in prison. This is the woman, the champion of women, that laughs, that gets a rapist off? Let's go to the Clinton Foundation. They just go to Haiti. Okay, I've been to Haiti, brother. I have my best friend Richie is from Haiti. Okay? He's a Haitian. After the earthquake, brother, remember the earthquake they had a couple of years, earthquake, $6 billion was raised through the Clinton Foundation with Bill Clinton and the Bushes. That country is still the same. They didn't give that money. They financed their friends and themselves. Look at Haiti, brother. It's still living in shacks. Well, billions of dollars, brother, not millions, billions. They are corrupt to the core, and the media protects them. I hope America sees through this. Donald Trump is not perfect. By far, he is not perfect. But do we want the same crap that's been going on in this country with more of the same with Barack and corrupt Hillary Clinton? I don't think so. And I'm disgusted with this. So I get that in there, brother. The Clintons, they're going to take the high road? He better go after her on Sunday. Enough's enough now. She's married to a rapist, a serial rapist. And she's taking the high road? Give me a break. Okay, brother.
I feel your anger in there. You know more about this than I do. You know, unfortunately, I really don't get into the politics side of things. But you know more than I do. But I think you should say, I don't know if you should say a rapist. Okay? I don't know. There must be a way around that to say it because you don't want to offend anybody. But I think he's going to, all the gloves are off. I think this Sunday you're going to see Donald Trump. I mean, we all know who he is. We all know Donald Trump. You know, he said things out of fun, out of bravado, you know, half the things.
Yes.
Half the things he says,
exactly.
I don't even think he means. He's got a daughter himself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think he just says it for entertainment purposes, you know.
Right. Not
he's
for
never
president.
hurt anybody, like the Clintons have.
No one ever accused him of anything. No. What do you think about that, brother? Look it up one day. Her name is Kathy Sheldon. She's 54 years old now. Kathy Sheldon. Just look at Google it one day. You have spare time, which I know you don't have a lot of spare time. What do you think about that? If I'm correct, if I'm telling you the truth, that there is a tape, you can listen to it.
Right.
Hillary Clinton laughs that she got a guy off that she knew was guilty who raped a 12-year-old girl. She knew he was guilty. She laughs about it, gets him off with less than a year. How do you feel about that? If that's true.
If that's true, I mean, how come nobody's brought this up?
The media protects her, brother. They do.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Where's the Rush Limbaughs of this world again? You know, big mouths when everything else is going on.
They said it. I know you don't like Sean Hannity. I know you don't like Sean Hannity. I know you don't like him. He brings it up all the time. But brother, I know you don't like him. But do me a favor, brother. One day you're gonna change. Just Google it. You can hear the audio yourself. So she doesn't deny it. It's out there. How do you feel about that? That she's champion of women, and this Kathy Sheldon says she's never been the same again, ever, after being raped by this guy. But anyway.
I mean, I don't know why you say I don't like Hannity or whatever. I don't even listen to these guys, to be honest with you. Don't you?
I thought in the past, maybe you didn't like him. I apologize. I thought maybe in the past you didn't like him. I don't know. It's your Hannity, you know.
No, I don't know well enough. I don't watch those, I'll be honest with you. I don't watch those channels, so I don't know much about it anyway.
Yeah.
So, I get my stuff from you. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Up to date on all this.
But this
stuff,
election, brother. You think, brother? If I'm Donald Trump, I say this to the election. If you think the last 8 years, you saw Ronald Reagan what he did in '84. If you think the last 8 years, this country is safer. If you think this country is better off, you're better off. You think that our country, as far as racial divide, all that, if we're all better off, okay, then vote for Mrs. Clinton. But if you think this country genuinely needs a change, then I'm asking you to give me a chance and give me your vote. That's how I'd approach it, because if you can't go on this record of 8 years. It's terrible. What about this, all this black? How do they talk about the black-on-black crime in Chicago? 300 people dead, thousands of people dead. No one talks about it. They don't want to talk about it, brother. They don't want to talk about it. The media is in bed with the Clintons. But
the only thing they ever talk about is how they're going to put money into their pockets.
You know,
talking about all the leaders, and the communities and the black, that's not going to put any money in their pockets. But,
it doesn't go.
To tell people, we need money to stop this, brutality, police brutality and all that. That puts money in their pockets. So that's what they're going to be
doing. Thank you, brother. See, brother, you say you don't listen to me. You're right on the money with this. They like that. The Detroit, Chicago, name all these black cities. They've been in Democratic control for 50, some of them 100 years. Okay? And nothing's changed. They just look for their vote. They like to keep them down because then they come out and they scream and yell and then we need to do this and do this and do this and this. That's what I love what Donald Trump said to the black community. What the hell you got to lose to give me a shot? And he says that. So let's drop this. We have more time to talk about it. But I encourage everybody to go get the DVD. Put it in your Netflix queue. It comes out on the 12th. Hillary's America. You watch that DVD and you still vote for Hillary America, slap yourself in the side of the head, okay? Do me a favor, slap yourself. A new survey came out that 1 out of 3 Hillary supporters are just as stupid as the other two. This came out. One out of three Hillary supporters are just as stupid as the other two. All right, brother. I got that out of the way. Let's move on here. 619-393-6728.
Gonna lighten up,
brother.
Lighten up for you. I don't know what this is. I found that they follow me. I'm following. It's a band. The band is called 13 Band. They're like I don't know how long they've been. I really don't know much about them. But they I've listened to some of their videos. I mean their music and. I'm going to play a little and let people hear it. It's kind of like, let me get your interpretation of what you think it really is, like what kind of music they sound like.
Okay.
that's one of them. Here's another one.
Maybe.
Did you hear it good?
Yeah, it was good. The second song didn't come in that great. The first and third song, that's almost Metallica to me.
Yeah, to me, that second song sounded more like, Black Sabbath. You know, speaking a little like Black Sabbath, a little Zeppelin maybe, Guns N' Roses and stuff. But I, as long as a band like that, I think rock and roll is alive. You know how they say rock and roll is dead?
Yeah.
That's I really
I don't know if you're looking at, are you in the chat room?
I'm in the chat room. Oh no.
Yeah, our listeners are not liking it. They're saying we'll lose the audience. Mary from Ohio, we thank you for listening, Mary from Ohio. She says it sucks. Frank McGann says you're losing your audience. What in the hell is G doing? So we were losing. We got these people, and we were losing the audience. I liked it. Audience of two.
Hey. Okay.
I did not like it.
My job here on the show is to bring new things to the show. Of course, not everybody's going to like them. Not everybody's going to have my interest. So I bring it up to our listeners. They'll let us know one way or another. But that's not going to change me. If I like something, I like it. I thought that was very entertaining.
That.
I thought that was great rock and roll.
Yeah, well, she says he needs a new job. So, you're the one. I agree with you, brother. I liked it. But you're always the one that tells me it's all about the listeners. Now, you gave us something new. Listeners didn't like it. So I'm asking Mary, what topic does she want us to? She says, Frank says you almost logged off. I mean, That's tough.
Mary,
I want to say, Mary, thank you for voting for Trump. She's in Ohio. We need Ohio. We need Florida, Ohio, North Carolina. We need those states to win this election, Mary. So get your friends, get everybody out there, Mary. Don't buy into the media, Mary. Trump is what we need, and he is who we need. Okay. I asked Mary what topic she wanted to discuss. Mary used a big word, brother. I know one person who liked this crapiolia. What word did she use there? You in the chat room? What the hell is crapiolia?
Well,
she says, I know
one person
like
She's
what
more,
is that word? Yeah.
She's,
I don't know what that word means. Copiada.
No, you're the one who went to college. You went to a top line college.
Means. Yeah, I don't know what that
Cata
word
phony.
Means. Maybe she means Capilani. Capilani. Yeah, I don't know what that means. So, all right.
I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand. That was great music.
I liked it. Oh, Capopia. She's breaking it down, and I still, maybe Frank can clarify. I don't know what that means. Capocinia. I don't know what that word means. All right, brother. We can do some sports here, brother. Unless Mary has a topic she wants to discuss. We got sports out there, any movies, TV shows, anything we got the last, few minutes of the show?
No, look, we finally got what it means. Anyway, first I want to say,
I learned a new word. Thank you, Mary. Well, Frank told us what it is. Go ahead, brother. What you got?
Okay, well, first I want to say, overall, I thought the Mets had a good season, considering all the injuries. They did make it to the playoffs, but I don't know. Baseball I don't think is made for just like one game. Baseball has always been a series, three games, sometimes four, three games. So to have that one playoff game like that and you're out, it's kind of hard. I was there last year with the Yankees, so I know what it's like.
I know you had the Yankees made the wild card last year.
Yeah, we lost to Houston. I think we got one hit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah.
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 So, I don't know how you feel about that. I know you said that you didn't care about the Mets, but when you got a guy like Bumgarner, who the guy can pitch for 3 days without, 3 days straight.
I just love that guy. I do. I love that guy. That's the kind of guy you put in the game, the bullpen, you tell the bullpen, you know what? Don't even warm up. Don't get your suit on. I'll put that guy in for 16 innings if I need a one-game win. If I need one game, obviously, if it's a long series, I might be differently. But it's a game seven, or it's a one game, and he starts for me, he can go 16, 17, 18 innings of that guy. You got to love that guy. But unfortunately, this is the Cubs year. I don't even know why they bother playing this. The Cubs are going to break the curse, which I don't want them to. I like misery. I'm in misery. I want them to be in misery, and they're in worse misery than I am. So I don't want the Cubs to win, but it's over. The Cubs will win, and they may lose two games the whole way through. That's how dominant the Cubs are, and they're going to be like that for years to come.
Well, they got away with one yesterday, but you could throw good pitching against the Cubs. The Mets showed that last year. You throw good pitching against them, they're not going to hit. So, there's still some hope that the team's going to beat them. But my whole thing is one more game. If Cleveland could beat the Red Sox one more game, then I can really sit back and enjoy these playoffs.
Yeah, I'm Boston will get out of there. But as we're talking sports, I want to make sure we keep the listeners in here. Mary, I'm with you 100%. Mary, I'm with you 100%. What's more important? Russia threatening or Trump's remarks 10 years ago? And remember this, Clinton was the Secretary of State under Obama. She had that big Russian reset, which did nothing. They invaded Ukraine. The Middle East is a joke and an absolute disaster. Remember Obama? Oh, we have a red line. We have a line if you use weapons. They did in Syria. He did nothing about it. So I'm with you, Mary. Get your people out there. Okay, I'm not multitasking here. So as far as baseball, the Mets, they did a decent job.
Tell Mary to get on the phone. You still can have a great conversation here in politics because, I don't know anything about politics, okay? So if you still want to have a conversation.
Brother, it's about the listeners. You said that. Oh, brother, Frank, I don't know if I should pick the Steelers or the Jets tomorrow. Gigi says pick the Jets. I don't know if I should go with the Jets.
Wait. Frank, that's not true.
Oh.
Your friend there, he wants to go with the Jets.
They're going to win. But, brother, you always say it's about the listeners. So if Mary wants to talk politics, we talk politics. We got to get listeners. We need listeners. So it's about the listeners, brother. What about you? So if you don't know politics, get involved. Get online. Get involved there. Anyway, let's see. Where we at, got, brother? About 4 or 5 minutes left.
You know what I mean? I want to talk about a great place. See, there's another person who doesn't like politics. So what are you going to do? All right, you don't like politics. I don't like politics.
Well, that's why I'm multitasking.
Okay. Well, you guys, especially you and Mary, can have
good.
Your own show.
I don't feel good today. I don't feel
have
good
your
today.
Own show.
I'm sick. And I'm multitasking. I'm talking a little bit of baseball. I'm going back to politics. I'm going back to baseball. I'm trying to multitask here.
Oh, man.
You try to keep the listeners happy. Tomorrow, I'm going with how did Giants do last week, brother? It's Minnesota today. Minnesota. How did Giants do last week?
No, I'm going to go back to this thing about keeping the listeners happy. When we had one of our great listeners that you pissed off because he likes soccer. I don't want to hear that all of a sudden you turn into our listeners. You have our listeners. You could care less. The only thing you like about this is passionate about your politics. That's it. But anything else, you would be just like me. You want to, you know, you pissed them off so bad, they don't even come back anymore.
I'm trying to keep them. I'm trying to keep my listeners happy, Mary. I'm trying to keep Mary, Frank. I'm trying to keep everybody happy. You know what I'm saying? Unbelievable. You know what? Soccer's boring. No one wants to talk about soccer, brother. Everyone knows that. Politics is different.
Nobody wants to talk about the politics either. Okay? No one wants to talk about it. We got two of the worst.
I'm trying to multitask over here. I'm trying to multitask. I'm trying to do a little bit of everything.
For president. People are not paying attention. How the hell does Hillary Clinton get the nod? And most people don't even like Donald Trump, and he got the nod. How does this happen in America? You tell
That's
me.
The truth,
how does this
I have
happen?
To say, brother. That's the truth. I'll tell you real quick. The first one, Clinton, is just because she's the insider. And the second one is people are just disgusted. But you're right. How do two people who the approval ratings of both of them are in the tank, and these are two people that you get to vote? You can't make this stuff up. I agree with you there. Sounds like Jesus is in his own little world. Mary, before we get in, Mary, that's the problem, Mary. You see, I try to keep this show for the listeners. We got 90 seconds. And he wants to just do what he wants to do. Gee, you got 90 seconds. The show's off the air. Let's go.
I mean, I'm in my own little world. I'm not the only one who wants to talk about politics. Just because I don't want to talk about I'm in my own little world. I'm a knowledgeable guy. I talk about everything. Okay? I can talk everything.
90 seconds!
Religion. I want to thank everyone for listening for us. Tell your friends about the show. Okay, because we're about the listeners. That's it. We're all about the listeners. So everybody around there, wherever you're listening to the show, you know, tell your friends and get on board. And adios, muchachos, and everybody, take it easy.
Mary, thank you for listening. Try to listen next week. Get some people to listen. Maybe we can get the show on politics, Frank, as usual. I think Camille in Arizona. Anyone listening on demand, we'll be back next week. So tell your friends about it. Maybe I'll feel better. Anyway, for Gigi, this is MG. It's like I'm screaming a lot here, like I'm screaming. Good night, America. Yeah.